This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Opener and another high-profile game coming up here in a couple of minutes. I did want to play one more soundbite from my conversation last month with Mike North. Mike is the VP of broadcast planning for the NFL and one of the key members of the NFL schedule-making team. I asked him about kind of the leaks that have, you know, sprung. I mean, there are Twitter accounts, websites dedicated to, you know, this NFL schedule release. It's become a bit of a cottage industry on its own. And in recent years, if you've followed a lot of the leaks, most of them are actually inaccurate. And there was a big leak last night that many of you took and ran with. And it might be true. You know, I had multiple people in my life say, actually, this guy that leaked this, he's been right more than he's been wrong. But I want you to hear what Mike North said about the days leading up to the schedule release and all of the leaks that come out.
All well and good, and love that people care and love that there's interest, but literally anybody who thinks they know anything about a game or the schedule or a team schedule is fake news. I mean, there's just literally nothing locked in yet. And oh, by the way, none of this gets approved until the boss says it's approved. So if we're looking at a, you know, May 13, 14, 15 or so time frame to release the schedule, kind of where we've been these last few years, right, second week in May, that means, you know, Monday morning the 12th, whatever that is, Monday, May 12th, we're in Commissioner Goodell's office, let the computers run all weekend, probably have a nice long Zoom call on Mother's Day night, everybody loves that, but then come in Monday morning with, here's some great options, Commish. Here's one that has Washington-Philly for kickoff. Here's one that has Detroit-Philly for kickoff. Here's one that has Denver-Philly for kickoff. They're all great. They're all slightly different, obviously. So it's not really like this one's better than that one. It's almost more like ice cream flavors at that point. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, they're all delicious, Commissioner. Got to pick one and put it out at some point. You give us another month, we'll find you a few more flavors. Here's a Rocky Road, here's a Pralines and Cream. They're all great by that point, I hope. And I hope we've met with him enough along the way that we're not surprising him with anything. And those targets that he thinks we cannot miss on, you know, we've hit. So now it's just kind of on the margins. And is this one a little better for Washington? If so, it's a little worse for Philly. Is this one a little better for CBS? If so, it's a little worse for Fox. And just kind of try to find that balance, thread that needle, and pick a winner. Anybody who thinks they know what the commissioner is going to say is definitely, you know, not a chance.
There you go. That was from the horse's mouth, from the schedule makers themselves. They may not even have at this point it finalized until the commissioner looks at it. Sometimes it's the Monday morning after Mother's Day or Mother's Day night on a conference call. So take that for what it's worth. Doesn't mean that some of the leaks that have come out on the schedule, and there have been a few of them so far, The leaks that have come out have been some of the international games, and one of those is Washington at Miami, which many of you took and ran with as fact. I don't know that it is. I would imagine that there's, you know, a chance, and I will share with you what I think of that specific opportunity here in a moment. So, I do this every year. It's kind of ridiculous, but it's a bit, and many of you like it. Many of you think it's stupid. I think, you know, it's something that I would do, whether I was doing it on the show or not. For nearly 20 years, I've been doing a mock Washington schedule. I'll have on my podcast tomorrow my entire mock schedule out, and I will then go through it on Monday on the show. But on the radio show today, I'm going to give you my mock season opener and another high-profile game. I was going to do it all on Monday, but the league announced yesterday that on Monday morning, they're going to start releasing some of the games. And unlike in previous years, more likely than not, Washington's going to be mentioned a couple of times officially before the actual schedule comes out in its entirety on Wednesday. So let's start with my mock season opener. So there's a lot about the schedule this year, and I'll repeat this on Monday. 17 games over 18 weeks. Everybody understands that. This is the year that the NFC plays 8 at home, 9 on the road. In considering Washington's, you know, season opener, 4 years in a row until last year, they had opened at home. 2020 Philadelphia, 2021 the Chargers, 2022 Jacksonville, 2023 Arizona. They had four straight home games in their season opener before last year switched to a road game at Tampa. I don't know that that's a big factor in the schedule creation. I just have a feeling that it'll leaven out a little bit. And so I think Washington opens up on the road. And part of it, too, is just looking at the Thursday night opportunity. Let me just tell you, I don't have Washington opening up at Philadelphia in the season opener on September 4th. I think there are bigger opportunities for Washington Philadelphia times two this year, and the NFL schedule makers may see it that way. It would be a massive game. Don't get it, you know, a rematch of the NFC Championship game. Last year was a rematch of the AFC title game between Baltimore and KC. But Philadelphia's got a lot of possibilities that are really good at home and that don't necessarily use up a massive game for either Fox or NBC or, you know, potentially even, you know, Monday Night Football on ESPN ABC. I think Philadelphia is going to end up opening at home against somebody like the Rams, a rematch from that snow game. Maybe somebody like Chicago with Ben Johnson and his first game. I don't think it's going to be Washington. This is mock. This is a hunch. Just so everybody understands, I think the most I've ever gotten right is 4, and then the second most I've ever gotten right is 2, and that's only happened a couple of times. Getting one right is success. But I've got Washington still on opening weekend in a very high-profile spot. And I went back and forth with two potential opponents on Sunday Night Football, September 7th. You know, the biggest, you know, game in terms of the biggest audience size is Sunday night more than Monday night. Now, the Thursday night game will be massive, the opener. But again, I think that they will save Washington Philly times two for other high-profile spots because they can get away with putting almost anybody against Philadelphia on opening night and getting a massive audience. But I do think that Washington and Jaden Daniels open up on Sunday Night Football. And because I'm leaning more of a road game, because they had four home in a row before playing on the road last year, it was a choice between what would be an amazing Sunday night opener at Arrowhead against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, and a traditional staple high-profile game in the history of NFL schedule making, Washington and Dallas. I think Kansas City and Washington is a high-profile opportunity. I went with Dallas on the road Sunday night football for Washington's season opener. For one, Dallas has kind of, you know, occupied that Sunday night NBC spot on opening weekend many times over the years. Not every year, but more times than any other team. Washington and Dallas have played on Sunday night football a bunch against each other. Jaden Daniels, Washington at Dallas, Sunday night football, September 7th. That is my mock Washington season opening game. It was a coin flip between that and Kansas City, but I think Kansas City is going to be desired by a lot of the networks. You know, NBC for sure, and it doesn't mean that I won't have Washington at Kansas City in a Sunday night game later on in the season. But a Thursday night Washington, Kansas City, a Monday night, a Sunday afternoon 4:25 on CBS. I guarantee you CBS would love to have Washington and Kansas City as a high-profile, standalone doubleheader game at some point, maybe in November during sweeps period, ratings sweeps period. I went with Dallas, Washington at Dallas, as my season opener on Sunday Night Football, September 7th. So that leads me to my other high-profile game. Now, I swear to you on my children that this was done yesterday before any leaks came out. And if I need proof of that, one of my very best friends in life will jump on and attest to it because I shared this with him yesterday in a conversation. Because he said, when do you do that dumb mock schedule bit that you do? And I said, actually, I just finished it. And he said, well, what were the big things? And I said, there was a big challenge for me between Madrid or Thanksgiving. To me, and we played the soundbite from Mike North last hour. Mike North from the NFL schedule making office suggested and implied that Washington more likely than not would not get Madrid and Thanksgiving. It would be an either or situation. Does that mean it's etched in stone? No. But I'm going to go with it and say that he was giving us a clue that it was either going to be Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. And by the way, Thanksgiving could mean the Thanksgiving night game as well against somebody else. But it was either going to be Thanksgiving or it was going to be Madrid. And to me, it was a Madrid and Christmas Day versus no Madrid, no Christmas Day, but Thanksgiving Day. And I went with swearing on my children that this was out before any of the leaks, and we don't even know if the leaks are true. I had mocked Washington to Madrid to face the Miami Dolphins on November 16th in a game that would start at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. In part because I really want it to be true, because I would love to go to that game. That's a game that I think I'm going to try to find a way to go to if I'm able to. There's no guarantee I can. But Madrid is a great city. They've never hosted an NFL game. And for the first game in Madrid to put Washington and Jaden Daniels in that city, that was a game that I mocked. Swear to God on my kids that I had mocked this before some people on the internet leaked it last night. And again, I played the Mike North soundbite because he said everything that comes out right now is fake news. So it may not even be true. But I went with it. I might be right. I might be wrong. But I mocked Washington to Madrid to face Miami, which means, based on my belief, based on what Mike North said, another clue as to what I'll have on my mock, that they're not playing on Thanksgiving, but they'll end up playing on Christmas Day. So there you go. At Dallas, Sunday Night Football, September 7th, as the season opener, and November 16th in Madrid against the Miami Dolphins, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Those are the two games I'm giving out to you, but you've also learned that I'm not going to have them on Thanksgiving, but I am going to have them on Christmas Day in my mock schedule. I'm going to try to not pay attention to any of the leaks that come out. I promise you I will not alter my mock schedule. to include any of the leaks because I don't know that the leaks are true. And Mike North said it's fake news. Nobody knows for sure until at least Monday when the commissioner comes in and puts his blessing on all of it. So there you go. Those are the two games. Now, something that we've done in the past, we'll do again. And I'm gonna focus on opening night and ask all of you, do you want Washington to open up on September 4th, Thursday night, kickoff game in Philadelphia against the defending champs when they raise a banner or whatever they do? Do you want that game or not? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to add anything else, you can get one other, you know, hunch or thing that you'd like to see on Washington's schedule. But that's it. I don't want your mock schedule. I don't want your four or five primetime games. I want a yes or no on whether or not you want Washington to open in the season opener at Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football, September 4th. Yes or no on that. And then you can give me one other thing that you'd like to see or one other hunch that you have. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. If you've been thinking about new windows, my recommendation as always is Window Nation. If you've got older windows, you should be preparing for the summer heat with energy efficient windows from Window Nation. Their windows are built to keep your house cool during hot summer days. Window Nation has some of the best energy efficient windows out there. Their windows frequently outperform and outlast ones from the expensive guys, and their windows are assembled right here in the United States. Make a smart investment now, and you could save money for many years to come. Window Nation offers a lifetime warranty on all their windows. You can save long into the future. Now, the deal right now is their semi-annual deal. You get 60% off all windows. For 2 years, you don't have to pay anything. No down payment, no payments, and no interest charged for 2 years until 2027. If you purchase a house full of windows, they'll give you a free entry door with that house full of window purchase. Window Nation, you can trust. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. 96% customer satisfaction rating and over 20,000 five-star reviews on Google. Call them now, 866-90-NATION, or head to windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll come out and schedule a fast, free estimate. 866-90-NATION for 60% off and no payments for 2 full years with no interest charged and a free entry door if you buy a house full of windows. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I've given out my mock season opener for Washington. It was a tough call between Kansas City on the road and on Sunday Night Football and Dallas on the road Sunday Night Football. I went with at Dallas Sunday night, September 7th, high profile Sunday Night Football for Washington season opener. And I gave you one other game, swearing on my kids that this was out before any of the leaks last evening, et cetera. And we don't even know if they're true, but I did mock Washington to Madrid against Miami on November 16th. I'll have my entire mock schedule out on my podcast tomorrow, and then I'll have the entirety of it on the radio show as well on Monday, but I need to get it out before Monday early because some of the games are going to start to be unveiled officially by the league on Monday morning. The question here for all of you, and I'll ask Max the question, and I'll answer it as well. Do you want Washington to be Philadelphia's opening night opponent, defending champs, raising a banner, or whatever the defending champs do on opening Thursday night football? Do you want Washington in that spot for their season opener, yes or no? Why or why not? And then if you've got one other hunch or hope, you can give that to me. Don't call with your entire mock schedule. 301-230-0980. I also put up at Kevin Sheehan, DC, on X, a poll. Do you want the season opener in Philadelphia, yes or no, if you want to vote on that. Max, do you want them to open in Philly Thursday night, September 4th, in the NFL's season opening game? Yes or no? Why or why not?
No, I do not. I do not want to see them open up in Philly just because we got our asses handed to us in that NFC Championship game. And I really would not like to relive that. But also, in the NFL, the first 4 weeks have kind of become little sort of preseason-y, like everyone's trying to get back into the flow of things, get back into game flow, just get in season shape. So I'd rather us not have to play a divisional opponent in, that kind of time period where everyone's trying to get back to it. I understand, yes, you might have a better shot at beating this team if they're kind of, lackadaisical early in the season, but I'd rather see both these teams, take each other on when they're at their best. So I want to see it a little bit later, kind of mid-ish season,
I honestly don't care one way or the other. I think I'd prefer not because, I don't know, Washington hasn't played in this game since the Giants were the defending champions in 2000. And, the 2007 Giants that beat the Patriots, Washington opened up on that Thursday night in Giants Stadium against the Giants. That's the last time Washington played in that spot. There have been a couple of opportunities, but they haven't been selected. Believe it or not, the road team in these games has played pretty well in recent years. Detroit beat the Chiefs 2 years ago. Buffalo hammered the Rams 3 years ago. Dallas nearly knocked off Tampa in 21. The last time the Eagles played in this spot, they were in a tight game against the Falcons. The Chiefs in 2017, this was not a Mahomes season. It was an Alex Smith season, blew out the Patriots in Foxborough on opening night. So the road team has played relatively well in this spot over the years. I don't know. I feel like there are going to be big opportunities for Washington and Philly, and I'd love to see that Sunday night spot that I mocked out even more so. It'd be phenomenal if it were against the Chiefs. I mocked out the Cowboys, but I don't really have a strong preference one way or the other. It's not that I would fear it, like it's opening night, the place is going to be lit, the hanging the banners or, whatever they do. I think Washington would have a chance going in there. But I'd rather see it a little bit later on. I think that would be my preference. 301-230-0980. 780-489-0980. All right, let's get to some calls. Yes or no on at Philly in the season opener, and then if you've got another schedule desire, hope, or hunch, you can give me that too. Let's start with Aveen. Aveen, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I'm no on the season opener at Philly. I want those games to be more measuring stick kind of games, one in the middle of the season and then one at the end of the season, potentially for the division. And, you know, hopefully right. the roster can settle in more. We've had a lot of turnover. I think your guess at Dallas is really good for the season opener. I thought the same exact thing for that reasoning, that they love having Dallas on Sunday nights. And the one hunch, and the question I have for you is, you know, as long as we're this team that we think we are with Jaden Daniels, I don't see us ever not having a 425 or primetime game, against Dallas or Philly. I just don't see us having any 1 o'clock games against them for the foreseeable future. So just want to know what you think about that.
Yeah, I agree with that. And by the way, that was a good point that you made about the opener. Week one is the biggest head fake every year, and maybe that would be the opportunity to go in and steal a game at Philly. But given, you know, there's going to be more turnover. By the way, Philly's got some turnover, too, in spots. You know, it wouldn't necessarily be a valid measuring stick game. I like the way you put that, although in talking it through, it may be a better opportunity to steal that game before Philly gets into that measuring stick part of the season as well. I agree with you. I think Washington and Philly, Washington and Dallas are pretty much now, you know, set for, you know, a primetime opportunity and a Sunday 425 opportunity. Fox is not going to, you know, you'll hear it in my mock. I don't have two primetime games with Washington and Philly. That's just not going to happen. Fox is not losing, you know, both Washington-Philadelphia games, and they're not going to lose both Washington-Dallas games. You know, and Dallas isn't as, you know, appealing this year in terms of the type of team that they are, but they're always a draw. And Washington-Dallas has always been a draw. Even when Washington floundered and really fell, you know, off the face of the earth as a relevant franchise during all those years, there was still something that Washington-Dallas conjured up in the minds and hearts of NFL fans. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Saeed. Saeed, do you want them to open up in Philadelphia on the Thursday night season opener, yes or no? And then if you've got another hunch about the schedule, have at it.
Hey, Kevin. I say no, because if it is, I would call that almost like the Stephen A. Smith Bowl, because it's a useless measuring stick, meaning that if we lose, they'll say, hey, you know, we told you they didn't close the gap. If we win, they'll be like, hey, it was Philly's first game. So there's not even a narrative that we can take with us. Even look like the language you're using, which is, you know, maybe we can go and steal. I don't want to steal this year. I really just want to go beat people or lose to people. I don't want to have that narrative. I know that Lattimore is not going to be playing a lot in the preseason with the soft tissue stuff. I don't need his first game against Brown. I don't need Jaden's first game with his kind of revamped offense being all that. So I don't need any of that because I can't do anything with that. It's just going to be Stephen A. talking about, I told you, and this is. I don't need any of that narrative from game one. The only hunch thing is I really would love to see another Caleb versus Jaden in primetime. That would be my wish, but that's all I got for you.
Well, I think that's a possibility. Another clue on my mock schedule. I think a Jaden, Caleb Williams, a Washington-Chicago rematch of the Hail Mary game just feels like a primetime game this year. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's possible that it's the best opportunity to beat Philadelphia. It's also possible that Washington's nowhere near ready. Week one is always, we saw it last year with Washington's, you know, loss, a one-sided, lopsided loss to Tampa. And then later in the season, in the postseason, Washington goes into the same building and wins when it matters. Let's go to Leo in Virginia Beach. Leo, yes or no on opening in Philadelphia on opening night, September 4th? Why or why not? And if you've got another hunch that you want to give us or hope about the schedule, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, yeah, I'm a yes for that game. You go into that game where, yes, the final score of that NFC Championship game did look a lot worse than the actual play was. Before that, I think it was McNichols fumble on the kickoff return. It was, what, a two-score game? It was a two-score game, and Jaden's been playing well. They've had the momentum going, and you know that game left a horrendous taste in Jaden, Ertz, Terry, Bobby, every single one of those guys' mouths. You can go into a game with the bright lights on and have it where they're raising that championship banner, where they had to literally beat you to get to that. I think it would be a great opportunity, and I do understand the Stephen A. Smith game bowl and all that, but you take the point of, you're going to need to win that game. You need to win one of those games to be able to win that division, at least one. And if you can go in there where there's a chance they have that hangover or all that, I think that would be an amazing opportunity to go in. And then for Hunch, as much as I want that Philly game, God, I would love to see Dallas or KC at opening kickoff, and I would do anything for another one of those primetime Caleb games.
Yeah. Thanks, Leo, for the call. Yeah, you know, going back and sort of revisiting, if not relitigating, the NFC Championship game has driven some people nuts, especially Philadelphia fans or non-Washington fans, because you know that I agree with you. And it wasn't really the McNichols fumble. It was the Eckler fumble when they were down 34-23 and driving at midfield late third quarter. They were legitimately in the game. But the final score was 55-23, and in sort of thinking about that game, you know, I think I said it the day after, even though I don't think the score reflected how Washington moved the football offensively and had a chance, I also don't think that Washington could win that game, because they were never going to stop Philadelphia. Never. They were never going to stop them. If Philadelphia needed to score 70 in that game, that's what they would have scored. Joe in Springfield, yes or no to Philadelphia on opening night? Why or why not? You can give me a hunch on the schedule, 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, let me make this simple for you. Absolutely not, okay? If you want to play at Philly or at home against Philly during the season, wait till middle of the season, or have them, like, you know, I think a couple of years ago we were having them, like, late in the season, like, you know, like two times in 4 weeks, when it matters the most, when playoffs are on the line. You don't want to start 0-1 because Philadelphia is the better team. Let's face it, they're defending champions, and we are good, Kevin. We proved it last year, but Philly was a better team in the division. But I do have a hunch about the first game of the season. I understand Fox wants to have some of these primetime games as well, like a 4:25. Would it be possible if Detroit comes to Washington in week one and we host Detroit for a playoff rematch? And it wouldn't surprise me as well if it's hosting Caleb Williams, because it's going to be Ben Johnson's first game as head coach for the Bears. And I'm sure he wants to see what Caleb Williams can do against Jaden Daniels. So I believe it either be Bears or Lions hosting. We host them week one. Who knows what happens? But I agree with you. Kansas City could be a possibility, and certainly at Dallas week one. We'll see, Kevin, but I agree. We'll see what happens for sure.
Yeah, no. I'm looking at just the Twitter poll that I put up, yes or no, and a couple hundred votes in the first few minutes, and 60% don't want to see Washington open its season at Philadelphia. 40% say yes. That's the question, 301-230-0980. Plus, you can add a hunch about the schedule, or a desire or a hope about the schedule. You know, to Joe's season opener, there are lots of possibilities here. You know, I thought about Fox wanting Washington in that 4:25 doubleheader, you know, spot. But I think Sunday night football, other than the Thursday night game, that in week one, that Sunday night spot is a massive spot, probably the biggest spot of the weekend other than the Thursday night opener. And I just think that Dallas has, for whatever reason, been in that spot more often than not over the years. I could have put them here against Washington, but Washington's, you know, opened at home four out of the last five seasons. I mean, it was four straight years before they opened on the road last year, so that's why I went at Dallas. 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in, yes or no on opening at Philadelphia on opening night, and then any other schedule hunch you want. Let's go to James. James is calling from New Windsor. Is that Connecticut or is that somewhere in Canada?
That's in Maryland. It's in Carroll County.
I didn't know. Thank you, James. Go ahead.
I wanted to say no for this because I prefer for them to play these divisional games later in the season, like some of the people were saying. And I think that they're going to play the first game against one of the other division winners. That's my hope.
You think they're going to play the first game against one of the other division winners? So on their schedule, you
Detroit or L.A., one of those teams. I think they're going to play one of those.
Yeah, the Chargers were – they don't have the Rams, and the Chargers were not a division winner. The Chiefs were a division winner. Detroit was a division winner. Philly obviously was a division winner. Those are the division winners that they have on the schedule this year.
So, anybody but Philly, I think that they're going to play.
Okay, yep, and I've mocked it out similarly. I mean – is it going to shock me if they're the opening game against Philadelphia? No, it's not. And, you know, I played for you what Mike North told us, one of the schedule makers a month ago. He could certainly envision that. Washington's going to have, I think, the max of prime time, 6. Now, they could get flexed into something late in the year. I'm going to have them, I can tell you right now. 6 prime time games. I've already told you about, I've got them in my in Madrid against Miami. And I think they're going to end up playing on one of the two holidays. I think it's going to be Christmas Day. And the opponent, when I tell you tomorrow on my podcast, I think just would be magical to have as a Christmas Day game. 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. Yes or no, do you want Washington to open against Philadelphia on opening night? Let's go to Rock in Fairfax. Rock, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say absolutely. This is one of those things where it's not only Washington fans that are, like, looking at Jaden Daniels. The whole, like, league and other cities are looking at him as well. What better way to go in there and go punch them in their mouth finally again? They're a Super Bowl team. They just, you know, going to come in this fresh this year, and for us to go in there and go do something. And I know what it's not about always the fans. If you look at, like, the perception of what how the players are looking at it, I know they're looking at it like this possibly. This is just my take. They're probably looking at it like, hey, AP got rid of all these bums that were out here doing nothing. Now it's our turn to go over there and do this with the pieces that we do have. And what better way to boost the morale inside of the actual locker room? My biggest hope is the Thanksgiving game or Christmas game. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Rock. Appreciate it. You know, kind of split, you know, on whether or not you want to open against Philly on the road. 301-230-0980. Philly in the opener, opening night, Thursday night, September 4th, the game they call the kickoff game to kick off the 2025 season. Do you want Washington to be Philly's opponent on opening night? Yes or no, why or why not? And then if you've got another hunch or another hope about Washington's schedule, you can give me that as well. 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, we are now streaming live on the Team 980's YouTube page. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button for us when you get there.
All right, ESPN's Pablo Torre is reporting that Jordan Hudson is no longer allowed in the UNC football facility. Belichick's family is also reportedly researching her background. Quote, there is deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be, not just for North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation, everything he has built and worked for decades. End quote. The Capitals get their lick back versus Carolina to tie the series at 1-1. Connor McMichael opened the scoring on a breakaway. John Carlson put the Caps up 2-0. And Tom Wilson buries the empty net goal to seal the victory, and Caps win 3-1. The Oilers take down the Golden Knights in overtime. Connor McDavid with a silky pass to get Leon Draisaitl the goal to ice the game in overtime. Oilers win 5-4. The Minnesota Timberwolves put a beat down on the Golden State Warriors minus Steph Curry, 117-93. Anthony Edwards had 20 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Julius Randle had 24, 7, and 11. The Washington Nationals will take on the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. Mitchell Parker is expected to be on the bump. Nats on Deck starts at 6:15 on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
All right, few more calls, 301-230-0980. Do you want Washington to open on opening night in Philadelphia against the defending champs? Yes or no? Why or why not? If you want to add another schedule hunch or hope, you can do that as well, 301-230-0980. You don't have to know rugby to love it. You just have to feel it, the energy, the hits, the nonstop action. Old Glory DC brings it all. And this Tuesday night, May 13th at 6 p.m., Old Glory's bringing it to NOLA Gold under the lights at George Mason University Stadium in Fairfax. It's not just a game. It's 80 minutes of pure adrenaline, rucks, scrums, breakaway runs, a collision course on grass. And this isn't just any match. It's Military Appreciation Night, Old Glory's biggest military salute ever. All active, retired, and National Guard service members get in free with a valid military ID. Just show your ID at the gate and you're in. Got friends and family coming along? General admission tickets are just $15. That's live Major League Rugby action for less than a trip to the movies. And before kickoff, author Martin Pegler will be signing his book, Brotherhood, When West Point Rugby Went to War. So if you've never experienced live rugby, this is your shot. This Tuesday night, May 13th, 6 p.m. at George Mason. Get your tickets now at oldglorydc.com. That's oldglorydc.com. And let's scrum together. Rugby's a phenomenal game to watch live. If you like physical sports and athletic sports. All right, let's get to a few of the calls. We may not get to all of you, but let's go to Little. Little's been on hold for a while. Yes or no on Philly opening night? Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Mad Max. I'm a little shocked. Mad Max gave that answer. No. Yeah, my ex-football player. A lot of these callers can't have to play football. You got that bad taste in your mouth. I was telling Mad Max, we play the same position, safety. Yes, I want Philly off the bat. And tell you why? Because if we shut Barkley down, the league will take notice. And I think we got the potential, Kevin, this year to shut Barkley down, to shut the run down. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. When it came to Chin, Chin ran the 40 and 4.6. The kid Harris, 4.3. Kevin, we done got a little quick on the backside, man. I'm looking for man, a hell of a season, man. I'm talking about, man, how you look, I called it last year. I'm going to say it now. Home field advantage for that championship game. Watch what I tell you. That's all I got, big fella.
Thanks, Little.
God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
Yep. Appreciate it. You know, that's the way to get to the Super Bowl. Win the division and have the majority, if not all, of the postseason games at home. You know, it's not the only way to get there. Washington won two road games, but they didn't win three. And you needed to win three to get to the Super Bowl. It'd be nice if their defense this year is better at stopping the run, because that was their major flaw last year, and it hurt them when it mattered the most. Let's go to Joe in Gaithersburg. Joe, yes or no on Philadelphia and any other hunch or hope you have for the schedule?
No, as to Philadelphia. And I like the Commanders at Detroit opening day. I'm sorry, not opening day, Sunday, 4:25 slot. I think Detroit's a little bit embarrassed about what happened last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, they should be. They got beat 45-31. They got run out of their own building. They couldn't stop us. And then for some inexplicable reason, they stopped giving the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs, who was averaging over 10 yards a carry at one point in that game. I mean, you know, Detroit, remember, got banged up big time defensively, and they were a shell of what they were early in the season on defense. So I'm sure Detroit is going to view the trip to Washington, whenever it happens, as a chance for payback, no doubt. And that'll be a big game on the schedule. That's one of those games that has the possibility of being a primetime game, you know, no worse than a Sunday 4:25, you know, game on Fox, maybe CBS, who knows. But that's one of the high-profile games on Washington's schedule. You know, I was looking through this before I nailed down my mock schedule yesterday. There are very few games that aren't, you know, that don't have some attraction, I would think, to schedule makers. Like, you know, a game at Atlanta, you know, they play at Atlanta this year. That doesn't have a lot of, you know, juice to it. Maybe the two games against the Giants don't have a lot of juice to them, in part because the Giants aren't supposed to be good, but the Giants usually draw some, you know, more than expected primetime games because they're a marquee franchise. You know, you've got a game at home against Vegas. Who knows how the league views that one? You've got a home game against Seattle. Seattle was certainly a decent team last year, but it's going to change a lot with Sam Darnold at quarterback. But the majority of the games, I mean, two against Philly, two against Dallas, you know, like you mentioned, Detroit, Kansas City. They've got a game at Minnesota. We don't know what Minnesota will look like, but they won 14 games last year. You got Bo Nix coming to Landover. You got the rematch of the Hail Mary game at home. You've got the Dolphins on the road, I think, in Madrid. Chargers on the road. The Chargers are certainly going to be one of those teams picked to be a playoff team. And then you've got Green Bay at Lambeau. So there are a lot of, you know, kind of on paper high-profile marquee matchups on their schedule this year, and not because of the opponent only, but because of our team for the first time in a long time. Updating the Twitter poll, it's pretty much the same. I mean, 60% would prefer not to open in Philadelphia. 40% say, give it to us. Ben Standig, will ask him what he thinks. Plus, we will look towards the roster and whether or not there's still another decent-sized chip domino to fall between now and training camp. Ben Standig next. Sean McDonough will join us at 12:30 to talk Caps Carolina. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.